Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
For the Better Business Bureau, I'm Will Johnson. The winter 2018 issue of the Better Business Bureau's Trusted magazine takes an in-depth look at creating exceptional customer service. What does the consumer expect? And how can businesses go above and beyond? Joining us today to tell us all about exceptional customer service is Nona Finn, the magazine's project director and acting editor-in-chief. Nona, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Will, for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Trusted, what it's all about, and why the magazine was created.
Absolutely. When I came on board at the BBB, we really are an organization that talks about better business standards, what that all looks like, but we really didn't have a platform to discuss, well, what is better business? And so my brilliant boss who came to me and said, hey, we need a channel. Let's think about a magazine. And with that, I thought, great, there are tons of business magazines out there. So how can we make this one different?
Yeah.
And so what we did with the Trusted magazine is pull together stories about businesses, consumer stories that are doing business better. And we know that the world is evolving and changing every day. So how is that impacting the marketplace? How has the marketplace changed 10 years ago or from 5 years ago or even yesterday?
So, I mean, it really hasn't been around for all that long when you look at the very long history of the Better Business Bureau, right?
Over 100 years. Over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And we have a magazine. I think it just hit about, I think it's a year and a half old now.
Yeah.
We can celebrate the year and a half birthday.
And Trusted was founded on, so you mentioned the BBB mission, ensuring that high standards for trust are set and maintain. And what else? There's a fair amount of sort of a storytelling approach, right?
Yes. We wanted to feel conversational. We wanted to feel like when the reader is engaging with an article, they can see themselves in the article. If we were right there in the room with them, they might be able to even ask a question or interject or provide some kind of thought, feedback, or opinion. So we want the take the reader on a journey. Let them feel that they're a part of what's being read and they can really relate to it, apply it back at the workplace or in their own personal world.
I remember we're going to talk about some of the highlights from the three first issues, and then we'll get specifically more into consumer experience and what that means. One of my favorite ones early on was, I'm not sure whether it was the first or second, was the T-shirt company. Passionate about T-shirts.
Yes.
And it was just so cool reading about a company that was so passionate about something that may seem so straightforward as T-shirts, but the article did a great job of sort of delving into why they cared about it. Yeah. Tell me about some of your eye-opening interviews or ones that you enjoyed a lot.
I would say that one of the ones that I loved most, Lux Bloom, I think that was our second issue. Small business based out of Chicago, an entrepreneur, older individual, female, who said, I'm leaving McDonald's, top executive, and I'm going to start my own thing. I love the luxury space. She has discovered a farm, I won't say where, because she'll maybe kill me. It's top secret, where they're growing roses that can last over 2 months. And with that, she has created this phenomenal business in Lux Bloom, and where she is the rose for any Red Door Spa you walk in, you will see her roses there. She was the official rose for the Beauty and the Beast movie that we just saw come out last year in March.
Yeah. Sure.
She was the red carpet premiere walker, did the whole wall there on the red carpet. We actually had a red carpet star in our magazine. So that one impacts me tons because I thought, well, someone who decided their second half of their life,
to they leave were going McDonald's, to
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Not some kind of hole-in-the-wall company
like
McDonald's, and I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
And it's turned into this phenomenal thing. Those are the stories we love to tell. That was an entrepreneur story.
Another one I recall is Radio Flyer, right?
Yes, I love that one. Only because I have a six-year-old, so I related a lot to this. It was fun writing this article because, one, Radio Flyer has been around also for over 100 years, yet you can't kill them. They are an organization that has figured out how they're going to stay integrated in the lives of families despite the robot dog or despite all of the tablets and toys that keep you inside. They are still on holiday lists. They're still in the backyards of kids pulling wagons. You can pimp out a Radio Flyer wagon now.
Can you?
You can customize it with your name on it and everything.
So they've
figured
changed
it out
with the times, but they've also kept to a tried and true
formula.
Absolutely.
Still being led
by
the family.
Yeah.
So it's really phenomenal how this mid-sized business has decided, I know we're 100 year old, but I'm going to be like your grandma at the barbecue who gets up to the new music and shakes it.
Tell me about a determined win.
I love this article. Our very own research director wrote this article, Rubis Bassana. And this article really just talks about how I love it because it's not just business related, but it's personal.
Yeah.
How companies have really found that they might have been in a tough place, maybe even a place where they should close their doors. But instead of closing their doors, they have found ways to triumph over their setbacks or sort of falling down, getting back up type of story. So examples like Lego Company, who was losing over $1 million
a
day. Yes.
I think of Lego as being just this all-encompassing powerhouse of children's
Absolutely.
Toys.
Now. And they did the brave
wasn't
thing.
Always that way.
It wasn't always that way. Oh, wow. And they found a way to just really integrate themselves back into our lives and decided that they were, what were they about? They took a step back and said, you know what, we're bricks. So all of these other things that we do outside of bricks, let's sell them off and let's get back to the basics. We are bricks.
Oh, that's interesting.
And look at
sure.
it now. Like, you can't not.
Oh, it's crazy.
I love it.
Yeah.
We got to see a Lego movie like before the holidays. It's still out. So we're
They're
seeing
great.
That last one.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
it.
So let's get to this issue, the winter 2018 issue. There's so many great businesses that make customer service a priority. How do you go about finding businesses for the issue?
It's fun. We do a little bit of stalking. So we get together at our kickoff meeting. We say this is going to be the theme of the next issue. We usually pick that theme based off whatever we might be researching or discussing internally at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take a step back and say, okay, great. If this is our theme, so this particular issue, the theme was the customer is always first, walking a lifetime in your customer's shoes.
Yeah.
So we really do our research to say, well, what company right now is really hitting it out the park when it comes to customer service? That, especially with customer service, because it's so visible.
Yeah.
So this one was tough for us because we wanted to make sure that these were companies that you can't argue with, that someone can come back and say, well, when I went there,
right.
or
right.
yeah, right. not really. So we really took a step back to do some digging to say what companies represent our theme.
So you had a long list and it got shorter.
Of course, because we get no's, you know, we get some companies that are too busy or they might not feel they have the time for it or it's not just a great fit right now.
Yeah.
So we dwindle it down. And really do our work and reaching out to communication teams, tell them why we think they're so great in that arena. And usually we'll find a great match, a great story to be told.
And then you start reaching out to their teams and just
to
getting a
teams,
sense of how they
LinkedIn's
feel.
LinkedIn's great.
Yeah.
We start, you know, poking people on LinkedIn, sending out copies of the past issues of Trusted so they can see what we're all about, that we just want to tell their story.
And so you eventually selected the interviewees, the companies that you wanted to talk to. Let's talk specifically about customer service, and we'll get to some of those specific companies. It's a big topic for the BBB and one that certainly deserves the attention you give it. Tell us about some of the people, the specific companies you talked to and what you learned about customer service.
Absolutely. So we talked to Domino's. That one was fun because I do think that their customer service at this point is no surprise, no secret. Back in 2008, 2009, they really revealed to us how much we thought they sucked. And they weren't afraid to let the world know that in focus groups, they learned that they were not the best, but they were going to work at being the best. And they transformed right in front of our eyes, out in the open, with no hidden secrets, and really talk about a comeback.
So remind me, they actually were very open to the public about the fact that things were not going well.
Yep.
I don't remember the exact phrase.
So they had focus groups that they used in the commercials where you actually saw people on camera saying,
right.
the pizza tastes like the box.
Right.
And then they had commercials where the CEO would come on and say, hey, this is an image of what you sent us on how the pizza came
a
to
really
you.
A really brave approach.
Brave approach. So I was really intrigued to say, why in the world would you do that? That's pretty tricky.
Yeah. And it's worked.
It's worked. It has worked.
They've done a turnaround.
They have done their turnaround. They have literally, even I had to admit on the interview, I said, I have to tell you, I wasn't a Domino's fan. I was all about other pizzas.
Yeah.
And then I was really intrigued just from one marketer to the next. Like, I'm going to try this pizza. Now that you've just kind of come out and said, hey, we're bad, but we're better now. Give us a try. And I was like, yeah, hey, I'll tell you, I enjoy it.
At the BBB, we talk a lot about honesty, transparency, I mean, among other things, but that's an example
that's
of that.
That's huge. And it's a breath of fresh air. And when you read the article, you really will learn why they did that, why they went that route. And it's brilliant. As for the outsider looking in, you're thinking, really tricky. Why would you take that risk? But when you begin to read the article and really learn why they took that step, it actually is pretty brilliant. It's, again, about connecting. And I would say, well, overall, that's what we really learned in doing this particular issue. Customer service is not it isn't an act any longer. Yes, you still serve someone who walks in your store, but we all know that customer service is taking place beyond the brick and mortar. It's more of a feeling. It's more of a connectioning with the individuals you serve, whether that's a business or a consumer, whoever you are, or a member, however you're defining your customer. It's really about connecting heart to heart with them and understanding, well, what's the need? What need is it that I'm trying to fulfill? And how can we fulfill that beyond just providing the product and the service?
And customer service, I imagine, also reflects internal company culture, right?
Absolutely. Employees. Let's not forget that employees are right. customers.
Did you talk to any businesses that are looking at customer service in a really unique way? I mean, the Domino's example is an interesting way of communicating that they needed to change, but a company that's doing something outside of the normal approach to making sure customers are happy.
Absolutely. So we did not get them in our magazine, but sitting in the room with them actually sparked the idea for me to make this our theme. I had the absolutely honor to go visit Chick-fil-A yeah. and sit in their corporate office.
Yum.
Yeah, that was great. Great. It's like a college campus.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I felt like a VIP because you can't even get on the campus without knowing someone. So
oh,
it was really cool.
Cool.
And we sat in the room and we talked to one of the execs about customer service. And one of the examples that he gave us, there was a meeting room with all gray chairs, one red chair. And it's just because of who I am. I said, I'm going to sit in the red chair. There's got to be something special about this chair. So I get to sit in this red chair.
Yeah.
My colleagues laugh at me, but he comes in and he explains. He points at the chair. He's like, do you know why this red chair is here? And I'm sitting there like, I knew this thing was special. That's why I sat here. He mentioned that every meeting room has that red chair, and that red chair represents the customer.
Oh, that's really neat.
So whatever yeah. they talk about in their meeting room, they look at this red chair and said, would they be happy? Would they start to scratch their head? Would they say, is this Chick-fil-A? Is this right? That red chair keeps them honest. It keeps them pure. And it keeps their customer in front of them always.
What a great idea. I mean, this obvious example of the customer.
Awesome.
Because when you're sitting in a room with a company or a business or a group of people and you're talking about, you know, well, how can we, you know, make the bottom line?
Absolutely.
And it could be easy to forget
yes.
the people you're
the customer
trying to sell
sometimes
to.
Is, you know, you gloss over them at times. But if there isn't a representative always sitting there, always in front of you, how can you forget them?
So did you have to get up and move or were you okay?
I did.
Felt a little weird at that point.
I did get up and move. I was like, let me go sit in a gray chair.
Anything else you want to add about the 2018 issue of Trusted Magazine? You can pick it up. Tell us where people can find
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So we do have it printed and online. You can find it at bbbtrusted.org. It will launch about the second week of January. It'll be out.
Okay.
There you can request copies. You can subscribe to the magazine. Join our mailing list. So you will get a hard copy coming to you. You might want one. It's a beautiful piece to hold in hand. But if you are on our website, engage. That's what the stories are there for. We have all types of places from our blog. Each article has a space for you to comment, provide feedback. We really want to hear from our readers.
And you could subscribe and get back issues as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've got to say, I've looked at and read in detail some of all three issues. And I mean, it's really a great view of businesses and different aspects of business, and this one being customer service, which you've touched on in other issues, but
yes.
each one has sort of its own theme.
Yes.
This one's great.
Yeah. So, please get back issues. They're wonderful reads. I enjoy reading them.
Good. All right. Well, thanks. Congrats on the magazine. It's obviously doing really well, and you're getting a lot of good response.
Yes.
Thanks to Nona Finn, Project Director and Acting Editor-in-Chief for the Better Business Bureau's Trusted Magazine. Thanks once again, Nona.
Thank you, Will.
And for the Better Business Bureau, I'm Will Johnson.
You just enjoyed the Bistro Podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.